So, okay. Guys, how are we doing? I mean, first gig in a little bit, right?
Yeah.
We were just talking about that today. It's our first one in a couple months, so we're a little nervous.
Bit rusty.
Really bit rusty?
Well, we rehearsed, but yeah.
What does the rehearsal process look like? Are you guys just getting together once? Multiple times?
We only can do it once. Honestly, really? we like playing our songs in our rehearsal room by ourselves is like torture, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it so much. Yeah. Like, it gives me like the feeling of like when you're in high school and you have to do like a project and you, or like or homework and you don't want to do it.
When you're doing it the night before it's due.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we run the set like,
well, yeah, we'll argue for the first half about what the set should
That's
be.
Natural.
And then
then
go for lunch and then run the set twice. But
the funny part of though is the set always ends up being pretty identical.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Well,
we're
it's
trying
just, like,
to
some songs like have to kind of be later in the set, you know. It's like you can't like blow your load super early with like popular ones anyway.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
What's the set list looking like? Are we doing a lot of stuff off Magpie? Or are we?
No, we're doing
two songs
off Magpie. Yeah,
right. Two songs off from two to three.
Yeah, we mostly have to always do most songs off of Being So Normal, our first one, just because it's the most popular one. So
that's what we tell ourselves.
Yeah,
I think those.
No, it is true though. I mean,
but those songs also have the most energy, I think. A lot of the time compared to the new ones, we love those recordings on the new albums. The old stuff, it just like goes over well live to people who've never heard. So if we're trying to draw new people in, that's a good stuff to do.
For sure. Yeah. I saw you guys in May of last year in Chicago.
Oh, cool.
Great.
That was so fun.
Yeah.
That was a cool spot.
It's such a beautiful venue,
yeah.
Right on the lake right there.
Yeah.
You guys opened with that little combo with War Pigs there.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd that come to be? Because, like, when I think about you guys, with all due respect, I don't think about Black Sabbath.
No. Black
Sabbath is the
first one. I think it was yours or Dougal's.
Yeah.
Well, we basically, for the past, like, 7 years, we've been opening our show with a bit of a cover. So we did a Led Zeppelin song, we did
Slayer.
Yeah, and the
and
Slayer
then
was,
Pigs, right?
was really fun because, you know, we had just kind of put out our like most folky album and people were coming out to the shows and it was just like post-pandemic, and then we would just drop into Slayer and we could see the visible confusion on the crowd's faces. And so ever since then we were like, this is so much fun to come out like this and do something a little unexpected.
Yeah.
So it's something we're kind of always striving to do and look for another cover to. Yeah.
Is there anything unexpected coming today that I should prepare myself for?
No.
No. We wrote a little instrumental to start off our first
song. That's true. Yeah, for sure. I'm going to open with the Art Graders theme song.
That's really sick.
Yeah, we just sort of walk out to it. Oh, yeah, that's like our rock and roll song. Yeah.
Are you guys Indiana Jones? Like, what's that?
It's confusing because there's a new video game out. It's kind of like Fortnite kind of style vibe. It's called Ark Raiders.
Okay.
Which sounds like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's where my mind
But I actually am a huge Indiana
Jones.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was my favorite movies as a kid ever.
Oh,
yeah.
Especially the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We should open with John Williams.
Fortnite. You guys playing any video games recently? You guys hopping on anything?
I guess Fortnite a little bit.
We were into Fortnite for a while.
Mikey's been playing. What have you been playing?
Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima and Ghost of Yote. It's like the samurai game.
Yeah.
You're a big God of War guy. Oh yeah, the God of War. Yeah, I played that.
I flew down here with my PlayStation, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I put it in my carry-on bag.
More than half of your bag is your
Half of it is clothes, and the other half of the suitcase is my PlayStation. So I can play Ark Raiders.
You guys see the Simpsons season of Fortnite?
Actually, I did.
That was
pretty
cool. Yeah, it was sick.
We hopped on together.
Did you guys get the boomer skin? You kind of had to, right?
No, I have never figured out how to do the skin.
You just put your credit card in. Then you get it.
I can't do that. But one time when we were really into Fortnite, Neil like bought me a skin on Fortnite for my birthday, but I just logged on. I didn't realize someone had sent me anything. I was just like, they just gave me a free skin on the Mandalorian now. And I like texted him being excited and he was like, that was me, idiot.
But you know, it's a little gestures like that.
Totally.
It's a great gift, actually. It's
Fortnite.
You'll want to buy it for yourself.
Neil, I saw in an interview.
Yeah.
You said that you are kind of the jokester guy of it all. You write the quote I had right down.
Really?
Is, I come up with the jokes for the show.
On stage.
Yeah, it's like banter.
Off stage though.
Off stage though.
Mikey
you.
Comes
like,
up. Mikey
oh,
goes.
God,
there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
I know you guys are Canadian. Norm McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
Norm.
Do you have any favorite Norm moments and jokes?
Norm is like. He's just like my favorite person maybe ever. Like I've seen, there's like no Norm Macdonald clip on the internet that I haven't seen. I mean, just like, I don't know. that's good. Like his interview shows are good. His jokes are amazing. Like, I love the. Right now. I want to quote. I'm trying
the
to think
Larry
of, like,
King bit where he's like, "I'm deeply,
I'm a deeply closeted." Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so what you're saying is you're gay. I'm
not. No, do you know what a deeply closeted? You know what a deeply closeted man is? Yeah. A man who won't admit he's gay. Yeah, I'm deeply closeted.
Yeah, that's, I mean, he's just. I mean, darn, dude. I wish I could have seen him live. Like,
yeah,
he's the best. He's the best of all time for sure.
Are there any acts, either comedic art bands, that you are lucky you saw live? Like, did you see, like, Tom Petty a year before he passed?
That's really funny.
Yeah, I was at Red Rocks visiting my uncle, and I went and checked out the venue, and I was like, oh, this is beautiful. I wonder if anyone's playing tonight. And Tom Petty was playing with the Heartbreakers, and it's like, oh, sweet. Oh, there's still tickets left. $80. I'll see him another time. He died, like, 6 months ago.
This was also, for context, you were, like, 20.
Yeah,
and so $80 was like
a lot.
I can't afford that.
I'm 20 right now.
Yeah, I don't have a job.
Dude, there was $80 in 2014. So
yeah,
true. Canadian or USD?
USD, so even worse.
Yeah, it was rough. But yeah, Neil got to see Paul McCartney in November.
Oh yeah, it was
a bucket list one.
Should have said hi.
Were you there?
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You saw the tour?
No, it was the day before.
We flew in with our wives and went and saw him. We have to see him.
He was great.
He was so good, right?
Oh my god, incredible. Yeah.
How is he that good? He's so old.
And for him to like dance a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Every time he walked into the piano, I was like, he's going to see it.
He's going to see it. He didn't take a sip of water. I didn't see him take a drink. I'm like, he played for 3 hours.
That's not real Paul McCartney.
Yeah, true.
Like, no shade to Bob Dylan. Great artist.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if you guys have seen the live videos.
He just
kind of sits there behind a piano.
Those guys are weird because, like, I don't get it because, like, they're so loaded. They don't have to do it for the money, but they still go on tour. And, like, to be honest, if we have enough money to not go on tour, I'm not going to be going on tour with you guys.
So you're going to miss us more than you think.
No.
United Center. Springsteen just announced a new tour. Are you guys Springsteen fans at all?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
I saw him a couple years ago.
Okay.
Man,
yeah.
I love his album Nebraska more than anything else. But
I went and saw him. You're a big fan.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to shit on Springsteen.
No, this is an open.
He was good. I got free tickets to go see Springsteen, and it was pretty good. It was like 3 hours long. He plays everything.
Yeah.
But it's just like the Springsteen like arc of the show is like they go to 11, and then they just, like, stay at 11 the whole entire time. It's like every song is 1, 2, 3, 4, and then they shit, and you're like, oh, my God. And I'm not a huge Springsteen fan. It was cool. I did learn some deep cuts that I listen to now.
Okay. Hell yeah. What is on the playlist these days for you guys? Anything fun? Anything unexpected?
Geese, dude. Nobody listens to that, man.
Yeah.
But actually, though, like, there's, like, two Geese songs that are, like,
yeah, Jessica Pratt.
Awesome.
I'm listening to a lot of her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. She's great. Cool.
She kind of like sounds like she should be playing for like a great hall in Beowulf times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she just sounds like an ancient singer songwriter.
Yeah. What are you guys listening to? I haven't been listening to that much music, to be honest.
I just throw on like playlists and whatever's on there.
I guess I got some records recently. What did I buy? I bought so many albums at Tim's record store.
Oh,
Pat Kelly. He's a reggae like singer from Jamaica.
I don't know.
It was cool.
There's this band, The Districts, that we really love.
Philadelphia, right?
Philadelphia.
Yeah,
got it. So their lead singer started his own solo project called Super Infinity, and he kind of just like dumped like a ton of songs out without like making a big deal out of the release.
Yeah.
And I think for that reason, like I didn't hear about it for a while, but now I've gone back and listened to this record. It's like 20 songs. Some of my favorite songwriting ever. Their production is
amazing.
His voice is incredible. So,
really good.
Really recommend Super Infinity, especially if you like the Districts.
Oh, yeah. What was that for Lorex? Did some more research. Your album, I think it was from 2 to 3, was originally named Fuckboy Blues. Can I get a confirm or deny on this?
You and your friend
wanted to call the album Fuckboy Blues.
And then we have a song called Feelin' Low in brackets Fuckboy Blues. Okay, so basically what happened was, it was our first album after Being So Normal. We wrote a song called Fuckboy Blues. We got on Columbia, and they basically just recommended that we don't have a song called with the word fuck in it, because they wanted it to be the first first single. They were like, yeah, this is going to be on the radio. And then it just, I don't know. The song didn't really go anywhere, and I wish we just stuck to our guns.
Yeah, it could have been huge. Yeah, we were going to call it Fuckboy Blues because Neil has Fuckboy tattooed on his ass.
Not by choice.
Yeah, it's true. I went to Asia with, this was back when I was like 20. I went backpacking in Southeast Asia. Me and my friend were playing this card game called Cribbage the whole time that we were away. And in Crib, if you lose like really bad by a certain amount of points, you get, it's called getting skunked. So we were playing like a game of skate with Crib where like every time you got skunked, you'd like write a letter.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, I lost the bet, and the bet was that you had to get a tattoo on your ass that said skunk, which is kind of stupid, but whatever, we were young. And I came home, and we were at band practice, and this was way back in the day. This is even before Mikey was in our band. We had a different guy named Tom. And yeah, they were like, the guys were like, you're getting your fucking tattoo tonight. Peter was doing the little stick and pokes at the time.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be in the tattoo tonight. We're going to that party. You're going to do it tonight. And I was like, oh, fuck, okay, whatever. So then we go to the party, and like, I lay down on the floor, I yank down my pants, Peter gets all the needle ready, and we have a bunch of friends there, my sister's there, and he's like, okay, Neil, like, whatever you do, like, just, like, don't, I don't want you to look at it until it's done, and I didn't, I swear to God, I didn't even bat an eyelash at that, because Peter's, like, a really, really, you know, Peter, he's a really, really nice guy, he's not, like, a piece of shit. Which
do you agree?
I mean, I would say you're not a piece of shit.
Yeah, well, okay,
well, okay. How it goes.
Yeah, he's doing the tattoo. I'm like taking a little while or whatever. And at one point, I was even like, damn, this is taking a while. And then, right, he's like, I'm just about done. And right when he finished, everybody in the room burst out laughing. And I was like, no. And I ran into the bathroom and they,
he tattooed me. Neil was like, was livid.
Yeah, I was so angry.
It was not good, actually.
No one ever, like, here's the thing. I wasn't initially like, this is a great idea. Everyone else was like, it'll be funny.
I think it was my idea.
His sister was like, he'll think it's funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, again, I didn't know him that well at the time.
Yeah.
So we did it, and then Neil was so mad, and I started crying.
And I was in the moment, was like, you know what? We should have done this. It was very fucked up, but this will be funny later.
Yeah, it is.
Well. Yeah,
How many years ago was this? Oh, 11 years ago?
Yeah, we were young and dumb. Yeah,
for sure. So anyway, I'm going to cover it up eventually. I still have fucked up. I go to like the local community center to like go like use the sauna a lot, and like whenever I'm getting changed and you're like facing the locker so people don't like see your junk, and like I can just see like someone looking at my ass.
That was a really evil thing to do, but I think it made us stronger.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
Team bonding.
Yeah.
I could talk to you guys all day, but I think I'm just about out of time.
Okay,
so thank you guys so much.
Really. Dude.